This week on the Zest podcast, we learn which popular drink really fueled Tampa's cigar industry. Host Robin Sussingham talks to historian Rodney Kite Powell about the backstory of café con leche.
Café con leche, it's coffee with milk, but it really is a lot more than that. In Tampa's history, it's almost one of those kind of cultural paragons. It's one of those things that has fueled, so to speak, the city for well over 100 years. And its importance in the cigar factories is something that that you hear about the cigar industry isn't talked about a lot.
So the cigar industry was really central to the birth of Tampa, especially an area called Ybor City, where the Cuban immigrants would come, and they often worked in the cigar factories. We're talking about the turn of the 20th century.
Yes, absolutely. And so not only Ybor City, but West Tampa. There were two large manufacturing centers for the cigar industry, and it absolutely contributed to the birth of the modern city of Tampa, beginning in the 1880s. And most of the workforce was Cuban, although there were Spaniards and Italians that were in both Ybor City and West Tampa. But it was the Cuban workforce that particularly enjoyed that cup of coffee. And the idea of the cigar industry, it's a hand-crafted industry. There were no machines at that time. There, later in the late 1920s, 1930s, they introduced machines. But prior to that, you were sitting at a table as a cigar worker, and you were just rolling cigars, you know, cigar after cigar, hour after hour. And you needed to be at your bench to do that. And they wanted to make sure you didn't just go home, you know, and then not come back, because they needed that work done. So you actually had a relationship between cigar factories and restaurants that were close by, and you had what were called cafeteros, generally men who would come with pre-mixed and pre-sweetened café con leche, and they would bring just large pots of it to the factory, and they would pour cups of coffee during people's workday. And so their coffee break was taken at their workbench so they could keep going. Mm. And is that caffeine and that sugar that rolled over 400 million cigars every year in Tampa?
So you didn't need an espresso machine. They went ahead and pre-mixed it.
Yeah. Well, of course, they were making it in an espresso machine. But yeah, they would have already had the coffee made. They would have already had the milk steamed. And they would be sweetening it with sugar and sweetened condensed milk. And so that's one of those keys in the manufacturing for those who want to try their hand at making their own café con leche. Putting a little bit of salt in the coffee and using sweetened condensed milk as well as a little bit of sugar to sweeten it will get you that kind of authentic café con leche taste.
Okay, so take me through it. What kind of beans?
They are espresso beans, and they're roasted.
Would they be roasting them here in Tampa?
Yeah, absolutely. There were coffee roasters and still are coffee roasters, Naviera being the big one here in Tampa. And so you roast them, and you roast them darker. And so people have the idea that the strong taste implies a stronger and higher caffeine content. But actually, that roasting will take away some of the caffeine. And sometimes, at that point, some don't want the leche. They want just the coffee. So it's café solo, which would be sweetened, though, because of the Cuban origins of this particular version of coffee and milk. The sugar is pretty important. And then that sweetened condensed milk, from the preservation standpoint, because milk will spoil prior to refrigeration. So you have to have the coffee, the espresso, but also steamed milk. And then that sweetened condensed milk to sweeten it, and a little bit of sugar, a little bit of salt, and you're on your way.
Rodney Kite Powell, a historian with the Tampa Bay History Center. Thank you, Rodney.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
You can also hear about Tampa's booming craft beer industry on The Zest. Go to thezestpodcast.com to listen and subscribe for free.